It's not easy, it's like a child, 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 it's me, you know. Montreal alternative singer-songwriter Little Scream right there with her song Dark Dance. That's from Little Scream's 2016 album, Cult Following. You know, I first discovered Little Scream when she was the opening act to Sufjan Stevens' concert in Detroit. And ever since, it is rare that I fall in love with an opening act. And I remember just being rapt by the music that she made and happy to get her albums after seeing her opening for Sufjan Stevens. Before Little Scream, it is Martha Wainwright right there in the middle from her newest album, Love Will Be Reborn, the song Sometimes. What an album title. It is so much wrapped into four little words. Love will be reborn. It's a mantra that Martha Wainwright took with her coming out of a divorce, not thinking that love would ever be possible, but truly putting faith in the idea that love will be reborn. So if you, this is a message to you, if you are heartbroken right now, believe it when Martha Wainwright says, love will be reborn. She's not lying. I've been there before. I speak from experience, and I'm in a different place because, honey, love will be reborn. Before Martha Wainwright, it's Montreal-born singer-songwriter, not Montreal, Manitoba-born singer-songwriter, Haley Bonar. We have not featured her on the program for, geez, I want to say maybe a decade. I don't know what made my brain get her to percolate up and think, oh, we haven't had her for a while, but I'm glad I did. She is a delight. We heard the song Something Great. That's from her 2008 album, Big Star. Again, her name is Haley Bonar. We're going to keep things moving. Another fabulous singer-songwriter that I absolutely love here on the show is Basha Bulat right now here on Girly. I said that so seriously, I felt like Basha Bulat. Basha Bulat right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I've been standing at the door outside. When you gonna let me in? I've been waiting for a show tonight. When you gonna let me in? Are you ever gonna let me in?
Let me in. Oh, you can't let me, never gonna let me in.
How could Pride Month go by here on Girly So Groovy without featuring Katie Lang? In fact, I was actually going to do this month's trailblazing artist with Katie Lang, celebrating just the groundbreaking work she does as a queer artist. But then it just worked out that Michelle Indigeocello's new album came out this month, and her debut album was turning 30 years old. So that's why we did that. But I still had to sneak Katie Lang in there. So we heard a song that I just love, how Katie Lang brings in the Zydeco element to it. The song is called Bull by the Horns. That's from her 1987 album, Angel with a Lariat. In the middle, it's Windsor, Ontario, independent band, Teenage Geese, led by the absolutely delightful Natalie Westfall. We heard the song, The Honey Song. That's from Teenage Geese's album, Cat and Cormorant. And then we started things off with Basha Bulat. From her album, Good Advice, we heard the song, Let Me In. And hey, I got to say to you, thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me into your life. If it's been a few minutes, a full 2 hours, or a full nearly 22 years of you joining me with Girly So Groovy, I cannot say thank you enough. The show would be literally nothing without you, the listener. So thank you for that. Girly Sir Groovy has been broadcasting for over 20 years now in the Windsor, Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM from the University of Windsor. And since then, we are proud as punch to say that we are syndicated across Canada and into the United States. Maybe you're listening right now in the Chicago suburbs in LaGrange, Illinois. Maybe you're in British Columbia, whether it's Kamloops, Shuswap, Nanaimo, or Burnaby. Maybe it's Lethbridge, Alberta, or Winnipeg, Manitoba. How about somewhere in Ontario, whether it's Thunder Bay, Sudbury, or Kingston? We are in Halifax, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick. We love you, whether you're in Sackville, St. John, or Fredericton, or if you are way out on the eastern tippy tip of Canada in Bombay, Newfoundland. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, if you're one of the more than 1,800 people who listen on our Mixcloud listening page, we love you as well. What's Mixcloud? Mixcloud is the website where you can listen to 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. Mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Stay in touch with the show all week long. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at facebook.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy again, ending with an IE. So this, when I think about it, is probably the last episode, depending where you're listening. It might even stretch into July, but this is the last episode of Pride Month here on A Girly So Groovy. And all month long, I've tried to feature absolutely incredible LGBTQ artists. Of course, I try and do that year round, and you're always stuck with your great gay host, moi, as Miss Piggy would say, moi. But anyways, I want to wrap up this episode with a great gay voice. I'm talking about Annabelle Chvostek, indie folk artist Annabelle Chvostek, with her song String of Pearls, the title track actually from her album String of Pearls. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in a week's time.
I'll grow a pearl. This grain of sand got under my skin. If I evolve, revolve, and spin, I'll grow a pearl. A string of pearls. Each one a story under my skin. Would not give up, did not give in. A string of pearls, shimmering silken in their glow. Little planet system, tougher than bone. I've been through all this and I can show. My string of pearls turning swirls.
was like, look, when we used to brush our teeth, I would brush our teeth thinking that it was gonna be forever. But it wasn't.
We used to notice the same things. His toenails, that little pug. But that changed. You couldn't see the grave we dug. You didn't seem to notice me deep in the ground. I couldn't move, I called out to you, but made no sound. Thought you were gone, but 4 years on, you're back again.
Everywhere. It's like under my nails. And it's in my hair.